Lesson 19. A controversial prime minister. On December 1, 1988, Benazir Bhutto, aged 35, was sworn in as prime minister of Pakistan, the first woman in modern times ever to be elected the head of state in a Muslim country. She reached the apex of political power, a remarkable feat in a country whose culture is dominated by men. Her election vindicated the honor of her father, the former Prime Minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, who 10 years earlier had been taken prisoner and ordered executed by the military ruler General Zia, after a trial that Benazir Bhutto condemned as a travesty of justice. Benazir Bhutto grew up a child of privilege. Her father, an Oxford-educated lawyer, the scion of a wealthy and influential family, was drawn into politics at an early age. Following the defeat of Pakistan in its 1971 war with India, the suave diplomat-turned-politician and founder of the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, was first appointed president and then, under a new constitution, officially elected prime minister. He encountered opposition almost immediately when he began the difficult task of cleaning up Pakistan's sordid political system, which was run by the military in collusion with some of the country's elite families. Her autobiography, Daughter of Destiny, suggests that Benazir Bhutto revered her father and that he, in turn, idolized her. Taking her into his confidence, he introduced her to many world leaders and sent her to Radcliffe and Oxford to study government. In 1977, having completed her studies, she returned to Pakistan. She scarcely had time to unpack before General Zia, the Army Chief of Staff, overthrew her father in a military coup and shortly thereafter had him indicted on charges of ordering the assassination of a political opponent. Despite appeals from world leaders, her father was executed, an act she considers judicial murder. Benazir Bhutto and her mother were then placed under house arrest. The 11-year rule of General Zia was marked by the brutal suppression of civil liberties. The PPP was outlawed, and when supporters of the martyred Bhutto demonstrated, they were tear-gassed, arrested, and clubbed. Benazir Bhutto felt that the torch of leadership had been passed to her, and her vitriolic expression of contempt for General Zia led to her imprisonment. In 1981, she was held in solitary confinement for 5 months, with no toilet or running water. During this time, she was denied medical treatment, and her guards would sometimes leave a bottle of poison in her cell. General Zia failed to break her spirit, however. In 1984, she was permitted to leave the country. She chose to settle in London. 2 years later, responding to international pressure, General Zia rescinded his ban on political parties. Bhutto was allowed to return to Pakistan and went on a triumphant tour of the country, greeted by multitudes of joyous PPP supporters. In August 1988, a plane carrying Zia and his top military advisors crashed, incinerating everyone aboard. Several months later, Benazir Bhutto led the PPP to victory and held the office of Prime Minister for 2 years, restoring civil liberties and releasing political prisoners. Since then, she has been fighting for her political life, combating charges of corruption in her government. Though her narrow re-election in 1993 secured her place in office for a few years, Benazir Bhutto lost the race for prime minister in 1997.